Imagine yourself walking down Lord Street or any high street in the country where, anywhere really, wearing torn jeans and a Boris Johnson haircut. Quite probably nobody would turn a head because you're just making a fashion statement. If, however, because you also had the coronavirus, you were required to ring a bell, shout a warning to everybody that you were diseased, and then see people recoiling from you with horror, cursing you and swearing at you to get out of town, how do you think you'd feel? Is there anything worse than being cast out by your own people? Over this last year, many of us have had first-hand experience of what self-isolation actually means and how, for example, it has prevented people from being with their dying relatives. But for all that sadness, we also know that a cure for COVID-19 is on the way, bringing us hope. This was not the case for a leper in Jesus' time. Leprosy was incurable and infectious, and with no hospitals or clinics, meant not only wearing torn clothes and unkempt hair, shielding your upper lip and crying, "Unclean, unclean," but also isolation from your family, your community, and synagogue for life, not just for a short time, for life. Although total isolation was undoubtedly effective in preventing the spread of disease, for the outcast leper, it was devastating. Loneliness and rejection made him, in fact, a dead man walking. So knowing all this, it's quite amazing that this particular leper in the Gospel broke all the rules in coming so close to Jesus. Maybe he heard, you know, of his concern for other wretches like himself, or that he was just simply so desperate that he was willing to clutch at any straws available. And I think that's why he says, "If you want to, you can cure me." He's anticipating being rejected yet again, I think. Nobody, least of all a leper, could have been prepared for what happened next. Jesus stretched out his hand and actually touched him, laid a hand on him. "Of course I want to," he said, "be cured." This was a stunning and a momentous gesture, and no doubt caused great scandal to those who were watching, even I suspect the apostles. You just do not touch a leper. The interesting thing is that Jesus didn't need to touch him. Remember the centurion's request, "Say but the word and my soul will be healed." You don't have to come, you know, just say the word and my servant will be healed. So why did he touch him? It was, I think, a sign of compassion, of Jesus' acceptance of the leper as a fellow human being with the same needs of all of us to belong, to be accepted, and to be loved. To be unclean meant that you were unworthy to be part of God's holy people and so take your place with them in worship. So in touching him, Jesus showed that he didn't really believe that a man's condition cut him off from God, which I think has great relevance for all those people who think that because of some irregular lifestyle that they're leading or situation they've ended up in, that they are somehow cut off or excluded from God's love and mercy. They are not and never will be. Ironically, according to Leviticus, by touching the leper, Jesus made himself ritually unclean. And because the leper ignored his command to keep the cure quiet, he started telling the story everywhere. Jesus then became himself a sort of outcast and had to stay outside towns and places where nobody lived. And nevertheless, people from all around still came looking for him, eager, I'm sure, to learn about God's openness to sinners and outcasts. You know, it was new teaching, if you like. It's still possible to be a leper today without actually having leprosy. Outcasts come in many shapes and forms, you know, from starving refugees abroad to people forced to leave home and live on the streets here in our own country. And many of them have left because they are devoid of love or affection, at the mercy, and find themselves now at the mercy of the elements and the ever-present danger of sickos. And so if Christ's healing touch is to continue to be felt today by the wretched and the poor, it will because we, his followers, stretch out our hands to heal what we can heal. We can't do everything, we know that, but we can do something to restore a person's dignity. And for a follower of Christ, there can be no outcasts.